Okay, today's daf is Ayin Gimel. We're in Ayin Beis Amud Beis by the two dots. Be'elu Nish'olim Be'urim V'tumim. Today's daf is sponsored by the Klein family, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Peretz. Shalom Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, so here we go. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Begodim She'Kohen Gadol Meshamesh Behen, the begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears, meaning eight begodim, Meshuach Mulchama Meshamesh Behem. The Meshuach Mulchama also wears. So the Meshuach Mulchama, which is the Kohen that makes the announcement about going to war and who's fit and who has excuses, right?
He goes with them.
Yeah. I don't know if he goes with them, but he certainly gets them to go. He also wears eight begadim. Shenamar, like it says, Ubigdi HaKodesh Asher La'aron Yulaban on Acharav. Whoever Aaron's wearing them, his children will follow. L'mi sheba bigdula achrof. It doesn't mean his children. It means the second guy in command. Or not the second guy in command. He might be called the Sagan.
That's not
what it means.
He's not the Sagan Kohen where it doesn't work.
Right, not the Sagan. It means the Kohen Meshua. The Kohen.
There's two sets of
Shemar and
Begadim?
Yes. There's more than two sets. Now, that's what he said. Rav Dimi said that. Now we're going to see if it's true. Masr Rav Ad Barava, V'amulak Kedi. Some say Rav Abba Ada asked it. Some say it was asked without a name. That's what Kedi means. Some say Kedi is the name of a person. Others say it means without a name of who said it. Yachal, I would think. Yibno shol shuach hamolchama meshamesh patachtav. I would think, just like the Kohen Gadol, who takes over? His son. So too, who takes over the shuach molchama? His son. Talmud kederach shibno shol Kohen Gadol meshamesh tachtav. Just like, The son of the Kohen Gadol takes over. Talmud Lomar. We'll get to the answer. Let's look at this big Rashi here. It's important Rashi. The last Rashi on the page. Quite long. But hopefully we'll go through it. Yachal, I would think. Tehei Gedolas Meshuach Melchama. Yerusha. I would think that the Meshuach Melchama is a Yerusha. Lihios Bono Kodem L'chol Adam. That his son comes first. Kederech Shebenosha Kohen Gadol Meshamesh. Tachtav. Just like the son of the Kohen Gadol usually comes first. Not true. Why is it different? We'll get to that soon. Now, Rashi gives you the background of this mission, of this story. Reisha de Braisa Hachi. The Reisha is like this. Tanya, La, Taras Kahanim, Gabi Asiris Ha'ifa. Every day, the Kohen Gadol has to bring what's called the Minchas Chavitin. V'ha-Kohen HaMashiach, right? And the Kohen HaMashiach, meaning the Kohen Gadol. Ein li ela Kohen HaMashiach. Meruba b'vgad de Menayin. How do you know that he has to bring it, even if he was never anointed with the oil? Because there is no oil. What makes him the Kohen Gadol if there's no oil? The eight begadim. Nothing else. Talmud Lomar v'ha Kohen, Yachal Shani Amar Ba'af Meshuach Melchama. Maybe the Shuach Melchama also brings this carbon every day. Talmud Lomar Tachtav Mi Banav Mi Shebno Omei Tachtav. No, it says that it's a son. Only somebody who, the only person who brings him in Minchas Chavitin is somebody who his son will succeed him. Since the Meshuach Melchama son is not succeeding him, he doesn't bring a Minchas Chavitin. Yatza Meshuach Melchama she'en b'no omei tachtav. Right? U'minayin l'Meshuach Melchama she'en b'no omei tachtav. How do you know, Taka, that the son doesn't take over? Talmud Lomar, Shivas yomim yil b'shem ha'kohen, Yatza zeh she'en roi lovel ol moed, l'chaper v'kodesh. He's not going to go to the ol moed ever. The Gabe Kohen Gadol, we can skip the rest of the Rashi, now go back to the Gemara. So how do you know that the Meshuach Melchama doesn't have his son succeed him? Like Rashi just said, Talmud Lomar. It says, Shivat Yomim Yul B'Shem HaKohen Tachtav Mi Banav Asher Yavo El Ol HaMoed. Meaning, Mi Sheroi Lavo El Ol HaMoed. Only somebody who's roy to come to the Ol HaMoed. Right? Now,
So what's the qualifications of this Meshuach
HaKohen? It's a good question. Oh, that gets to my point. The Radvad says, so a Melech, son takes over. Kohen Gadol, son takes over. The whole shaila about other things of Sarara, like a Rosh Hashiva or a rabbi of a shul, things like that, is a big shaila. But what do you see? Is that guy over here, the son doesn't take over? How come? Why not? Says the Radvaz. It's a very interesting word. This is Radvaz's answer. He says, because the whole purpose of a Meshuach Melchama is to get the people to go to Melchama. That just can't be stam anybody. Has to be the right guy. Who could do the avoda? Anybody can do avoda. who could be the king? It's a funny thing to say. Anyone can be the king. But this is something that it has to be unique. It's,
why would you say something different?
That's what the Rabbaz answers.
What happens if you're not going to war?
So what does he do all day?
No, not what does he do all day.
Right.
Let's say during the Second Mesopotamian when we were not in control of the land and we were not the bosses.
Right.
We couldn't just wage war.
Right.
There was no position.
I hear you. So it wasn't always a position.
So the position wasn't always filled.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I hear what Rabbaz said is interesting. It's like, I don't know how true it is because what the king, you don't need a good king. I didn't say the Kohen Gadol. What does he do? He just does a vote. He's want to tell me he's a robot? Okay, he's a robot. The king's not like that. It's hard to say that about a king. I hear the Vajol Bacham is not a robot. You need a guy who can talk to people in such a way. Muhammad. I hear. Okay. That's what he says. Anyway, the Im Isa, and if it's true, if what's true? If it's true that Rav Dimi said that a Mashiach Muhammad wears 8 begadim, Mikzi Chazi. Why can't he go into the Kodesh Kedosh Musa? Why not? He's wearing 8 begadim. So Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Kachi Kama. Here's what it means to say. Kol she'ikr mishichaso lo'olam moed. Now the ikr job is to do that. That's the ikr job of a Kohen Gadol. Yotzezeh, not this guy. She'ikr mishichaso lo'olam. The ikr job he has is for war, like Bati said. Not always doing anything. Could be sitting around doing nothing for 5 years. Therefore, he can't go into the Olam Moed. Therefore, his son doesn't succeed him. Okay? Meisvei. Another kasha on this idea. Mashiach Muhammad, the Mashiach Muhammad, says this brisa, Eino Meshamech, Lo Ba'arba Kohen Hedyot. He doesn't wear 4 like a regular Kohen Hedyot. Lo B'shmona Kohen Gadol. He doesn't wear 8 like a Kohen Gadol. What does he wear? I don't know. But Rav Dimi said he wears 8. This bride says it's not true. Doesn't wear 8. Doesn't wear 4. Doesn't wear 8. So the Gemara answers, Amalei Abaya, Elazar Mashvitzle. So what'd you make this guy into? If he doesn't wear 4 and he doesn't wear 8, what does he wear? What is he? He's like a Yisrael. Wears regular suit and tie. Right? What does he wear? Ella, Kikohen Gadol? No. Rather, he's like a Kohen Gadol. There's no question about it. Ella, Kikohen Gadol. He wears Begadim. Ella, rather, he wears Shmona Begadim. But the Chachamim said a din that he can't do avoda ki kohen gadol mishub eva. It's going to lead to friction. Sure. Kohen gadol, what's this guy over here doing? So he wears 8, but he's not allowed to do avoda. Rav Dimi didn't talk about avoda. Rav Dimi just said he wears 8 begadim. What does he do with those 8 begadim? Says Abai, he doesn't do avoda. That'll be, of course, friction with the kohen gadol. Ki kohen had yot, but he cannot wear 4 begadim like a Kohen Hedyot, Mishum, Malam Vekodesh, Malom Oridin. Because once you are 8, you never go down, right? You're never going back down. So he wears 8, doesn't do a voda. So it's not a Kasha Rav Dimi who said he wears a voda. He wears 8. Okay?
I had a problem
with this. Now, just let me finish up. So Siach Yitzchak says, what's the difference? If the Torah says that you wear 8, and the Chachamim said we can't do avoda, or like what's going on with that? So the Siach Yitzchak, what if the Kohen Gadol says I don't mind, let him do avoda, I don't mind, I'm machal, let him do, no eva here. What about that? Then maybe he can do avoda. Or he says, what if another thing? What if the Kohen Gadol died, and they didn't have a chance? The son is I don't know, he's in learning in somewhere else. They have to go call him to come back. So in a few days, in the meantime, you need somebody. So this guy could pinch it for a week, right? It's in Shiva, whatever it is, he could pinch it for a week. So I don't know if it's Shiva by Kohanim, I don't know. He could pinch it for a week. So maybe that would be that would be okay, maybe. Yeah, what were you saying?
When the Kohen Gadol goes to do the regular white Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
He's not wearing 8 begadim, he's wearing 4.
Right.
Okay, we don't say that, but that's the job that he has.
Right.
So why don't we just say, throughout the day, this is what he's wears.
Who? The Kohen Gadol or the other one? Yeah.
Why don't we just say, this is what he wears, but when he goes out to war, he wears 8 begadim.
I know, I was thinking the same thing. Why does he have to wear 8 begadim all day long?
All day long. He's not doing anything.
I know, I was wondering that. I don't know, it's a good question. I was wondering the same.
It's not a case of
right, I know. I know. That's a good question. I don't know. I was wondering about that. Why does it work with 8 begadim? It doesn't do anything. Once every 20 years, they need him.
Go out to war. You go out to
war. Right, they go out to war. They call them, okay, listen, go inspire the troops, right? Go give us some pep talk. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, Amalei Rav Hadda Bar Ava L'Rava. V'atani D'Lesle Eva. V'atani D'Lesle Eva. V'hai Tana. There's a Tana here. D'Lesle Eva. He doesn't hold of Eva, as we're going to see in a minute. And V'lo Kamashamish. And he still doesn't wear Epigadim, which is not like Rav Dimi. With that, the Tanya. Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol L'Kohen Hedyot. What are the differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot? There's a lot of them. The first one, Par Kohen Mashiach, take that out. Par Ba Kol Mitzvahs. First of all, a Kohen Gadol has to bring a par if he makes a mistake. No other Kohen does that. Number two, Par Yom Kippurim. He brings a special Par Yom Kippur. Number three, Asirat Eifa. He brings a Chavitin every day. Lo Pareya. He doesn't grow his hair long when he's in Ovel. Right? And Lo Porim. He doesn't rice Kriya. Right? Then some say Avo Porim Hulamata. He rises Kriya down below, by the hem maybe, not in the top area where most people do it. The head yot lamaila, a regular person, a regular car will do it lamaila on top. The emetamel krovav, he doesn't become tamei for his relatives. Other kahanim do. The head mitzvah ala basula, a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a basula. Nobody else has that din. Umuzra almana, he's not allowed to marry an almana. No one else has that din. Umachzer esarotzeach. He allows the murderers by accident to go home, right? Or in Miklat.
He dies,
they go home. If a regular coin dies, something happens. Makriv Onain, he can even bring an Onain. He can even bring a carbon as an Onain. Vein Ochel, but he can't eat that carbon. Vein Ocholik, he can't even take a portion of a carbon. No, it's a Chelik Barosh, he can take any carbon he wants. First dibs. Umakriv Chelik Barosh, he can be makriv any carbon he wants, first dibs. Umashamesh Vashon Akalim, he wears Epigadim. Upatar Al Tumas Mikdash Vikdashav. If he does a mistake betuma, he doesn't have to bring a carbon for that. V'chol avodas yom kippur be'erek sheres elbo. Only he can do avodas yom kippur. V'kulan oheges meruba begadim. All this applies by a kohen, even if he wasn't anointed, but he wears eight begadim. Chutz, except mipar habal kol hamitzvos, except for the par that you have to bring if you made a mistake. That has to be only a kohen that was anointed with oil could do that. Why? Says Rashi, it's a little below where we are. Chutz mi par habal kol mitzvos, the Mashiach ksiv bei, because it says the word Mashiach, anointed. So therefore, the fact that he's not anointed, that's a makid. Then Rashi asks, ta'af agav degabe asira te'efa nami Mashiach ksiv. Says the same story by the chavitin, has to be anointed. Nah, it's Rabbi Nami Merubah begadim mi v'koim b'toras kanim. Somehow in Taurus Kanim, the Taurus Kanim gets around that problem and says, don't worry about it, right? Avol Kohen Hedyot, Avol Kohen, Dechziv, Gabi Parabal, Kol Mitzvos, it's okay, fine. Back into the Gemara. V'kula no heges, b'meshuach she'avar. All the same dinim apply to a meshuach, which is a Kohen Gadol, she'avar, who's no longer a Kohen Gadol. Maybe he was a Kohen Gadol, he was sick, he couldn't continue. So all these dinim apply to that guy too. That's not a Meshuach Muhammad, someone else. This is a guy, he was the Kohen Gadol once upon a time. I mean, he got sick, maybe he became a mum, maybe, who knows what happened to him. He wears Eifer Gadim. You can have 10 of these people. Right? That's one of the things on the list was Eifer Gadim. He wears Eifer Gadim. He does all his death will allow the Rotschim to go home. The only things he doesn't do, Chutz, Mipar Yom Kippurim, he can't do the Avodah Yom Kippur, Vasiris HaEifa, or he doesn't bring a Minchas Chavitin every day. But he wears Eifa Gadim. The Kulan, and all this, Eino Hegis Bechuas Meshuach Muhammad. None of this applies to the Meshuach Muhammad. None of it. Chutz Mechamish and Devarim HaMorim Beparsha, except for five things.
What's the purpose of wearing the Sight of Back to Lucy Kind of Gadol? What would be the purpose of wearing the
Who? So the Urim V'Tumim is a magic thing. So I don't know if he had the Urim V'Tumim power, but he wore a Choshen, and he wore a Tzitz. It's fascinating. And he wore a Me'il. Now, so who's the real Kohen Gadol? Anybody that used to be the Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason they're not, they're also wearing Eifer Gadim, and the Meshuach Muhammad. Right?
There's a bunch of people walking around with the Eifer Gadim.
Yeah, you could have 10 of them. You could have 10 of them.
Well, if they were subject to Kohan Gadolim and they had to serve on Yom Kippur, so then they wouldn't have that status.
Right. But even if they didn't have to serve on Yom Kippur.
They had to serve on Yom Kippur.
Now, it doesn't have to be Yom Kippur. As long as they served for a week. Right?
Tomorrow,
we had Kimchis had seven sons. Exactly. So they, what, they all died?
Exactly.
What kind of Shavach is that? They died. So the answer is they didn't die. He got sick for a week. This one was sick for 2 days. And each brother, so all of them walking around wearing Kahana. Can you imagine that Hanukkah party? They're all wearing Kahana. They're all wearing Big Day Kahuna, right? Well, all of them were Kahana Gedolim.
What did he dress up as for him?
Anyway, now the Kohen Meshuach, only five things he held. What are those five? Lo Perea. He didn't let his hair grow long when it was an oval. Lo Perea. He didn't do Kriya. Lo Matame Lekrovav. He wasn't allowed to become Tame for relatives. Mitzvah Al Basula. He had to marry a Basula. Umutzer Al Almana. And he was not allowed to marry an Almana. Then it's a machlokes. Umachzer es haroteach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says his death even allowed the rotzkim to go home. Chamomim no ein amachzer. It's not true. What do you see from here? This whole long story. Right? Now, the Meshuach She'avar wore 8 begadim and he was allowed to do avoda. So what do you see? There's no eva. The Chacham let him do avoda. There's no eva. So why can't the Shuach Muhammad do avoda? What's the eva? How come this guy let him do avoda? So the answer is human nature. Now, ki lesle eva, when is there no eva? B'dekavaseh. He was a Kohen Gadol. He was once a Kohen Gadol. So what kind of eva is there? The new Kohen Gadol, I'm jealous of him. He was a Kohen Gadol. Why is he not doing it now? He got sick for a while. So you took over. So does eva, he wants to do avoda now? No eva. He was a Kohen Gadol. But the zuter minei, the lower than him. Who's made him? He's a Meshuach Muhammad. Once every 5 years, he needs to give a pep talk. He can do avoda. That's eva. Right? No, the Islay. There'll be eva for that. Who's this guy? Right? It's so true. Right? So true, right? It's like a Lamashal, a Havdil. If the ex-president comes to the White House, he's already a big macher. He was president 20 years ago. And the vice president sits in the chair. What are you doing in my chair? You're not the president. Right? Same thing over here. You once with the Kohen Gadol, I have no time on you. You want to do a vote? I can't stop you. This guy? Who's he? Right? It's so true. It's such human nature, no? Okay. What? Nothing changes. Nothing changes. People don't change, right? No. Human nature doesn't make a difference. You just change the titles and then put them in different places. It's all the same. Yosef Rabbi Avo was sitting. And he said over this vart to Rabbi Yochanan. Ahadje Rabbi Ami Rav Asi la'apayu. Rabbi Ami Rav Asi turned around. Meaning they didn't think he said it. They didn't say that. Ikad Amri, others say, Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amri, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said it, Vahadrine Rav Amir Vasi Lapayo. And Rav Amir Vasi turned around. Like, he didn't say that. So I'm asking for a papa. Bishlam Rav Abba O Mishom Yikara De Bei Kesar. I understand why if Rabbi Avo said it, they would turn around, because he was an important person. So they're not going to argue with him to his face. Therefore, they turned around. El Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. But of course, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said it. Why they were embarrassed from him? Name Rulei Meimar, Lo Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Why didn't they just say, Rabbi Yochanan never said that? Why did they have to turn around? I don't know the answer to that question. Anyway, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Amar, he said, the question that this whole daf was not about what kind of begadim the Kohen HaMashiach is wearing. It's not what it's about. Rather, Nishal Itmar. The question was about, can he also have Urim V'Tumim? Can he ask? That's what it's about. Rashi says in the bottom, Kiyasa Ravin, Lav Meshamesh Behem Idmar. The question wasn't, can he do avoda? Can he not? Is there jealousy? Not. None of that. El Nishal Behem Idmar. The question was, can he ask? Can he ask the Urim V'Tumim? But the Kohen Gadol's not around. It's an emergency. Can he be the one to go ask? Begadim Shekohen Gadol Meshamesh Behem Meshuach Mochama, Nishal Kishyatul Mochama, Vinishal Behem V'Tumim, Shamelech Nishal Behem. Can he do all that? That's the question. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a similar thing. Begadim, Shekohen Gadol Meshamesh Behem, Meshuach Muhammad, Nishal Behem. What the Kohen Gadol wears, they can take ask him. They can ask the Meshuach Muhammad. Tanya Rabbanan, Ketzad Sholet, how do you ask? Hashoel, Panav, Klape, Nishal. The asker looks to the askee, meaning the Kohen Gadol. The asker is, who's the asker? Probably the Melech. Vahanishal panav klape shchina, and the nishal is looking toward the shchina. So, you know, in the Machon HaMikdash book, they have a picture of this, and I never understood this picture. There's the Melech there, by the Kodesh Kedoshim. How could the Yisrael be here? How do I know he's the Melech? Because he has a... Huh? No, because he has a Sefer Torah strapped to his arm. That's the Melech had a Sefer Torah with him wherever he went.
Yeah.
He's strapped, known as the Melech. But how can he be in the Kodesh Kedoshim? Such a strange picture. He's not in the Kodesh, he's right outside. You see the aura in the background. To open up the curtains, may make it all serious. How can he be there? I don't understand that picture. Most of it's accurate. They work very hard to make sure everything there is so accurate. I don't understand that picture. Anyway, Hashol Omer, the Shol says, the asker, what?
During Hakel, they opened everything up.
Maybe during Hakel, maybe, okay. But how can he be in the Kodesh? How can Yisrael go to the Kodesh?
Because he was the Melech.
He's allowed to go to the Kodesh?
Yes, to go to
the Kodesh. But he's a Tzar. I don't know. Maybe there's a head. I don't know. I'm not saying that.
Just the view of where he's positioned.
Yeah, I'll bring it in next time. Maybe I'll bring it in. I'll show you. Anyway, Hashol Omer, the asker asks, Erdov Achre Hagedur Hazeh. This actually is a real pasuk, right? It's a pasuk in Shmuel. V'anishal Omer, and the initial answer is Komar Hashem, Allah v'hatzliach. Now, it didn't say Komar Hashem, right? Because it lit up. So, go and be matzliach, right? Rav Yehuda Omer, Ein tzarech lomar kol marshem. You didn't say kol marshem, ela olav atzliach. Go be matzliach. Ein shol in bekol. You don't ask bekol. Shenemar v'sha'al lo. You ask it. You don't yell it out. V'lo mahar ho b'libo. But you have to ask it. You can't just think it. Shenemar v'sha'al lo lefnei Hashem. Ela kaderach she'amar chana b'tfila lechana davened. Shenemar v'chana hi medaberes al liba. Chana was davening to herself. So, the Rishash asks, how could you compare the Ur V'Tumim, not to raise your voice, to Chana? Right? Because by Chana, you're not allowed to raise your voice. You're not allowed to raise your voice when you're davening. So she was doing Kalacha, she wasn't raising her voice. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, yeah, we don't know that. We don't have Chana.
Right, but how is that a Raya that when you're how is that a Raya that you're not allowed to raise your voice over here? Just like, but Chana wasn't allowed to, because you're not allowed to when you're davening. How is that a Raya? So the Rishashi answers, the Raya is, when Chana talks to Hashem, Hashem can hear you. So too over here, you're asking, or the Urim Tumim can hear you. You don't have to yell. The Urim Tumim can hear you. Anyway, Ein Shol and Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. You don't ask two things at once. Vim Shol, and if you did that, Ein Machzirin El Echad. You're only going to get one answer. Vim Machzirin Lo El Rishon. And not only that, you're only going to get the first answer. Shemar, it says, the David said two things. Number one, he asked, Hayis Geruni Bale Ki'ilu Biyado? Will they be given over to me? And number two, Hayerid Shol? Is Shol over there? Right? So Yom Hashem, Yehred, yeah, he's over there.
That's the second one.
Well, I've Amarta Emach Zirunel Rishon. Aye, but he said he only gets to answer the first one. Yeah. David Shol, Kolok Seder. David asked it out of order. First you ask, is Shol there? Are we going to be victorious? He asked it backwards. So therefore, the Urim answered him backwards. Right? Ve'chzirulo Kiseder. He answered him the first answer for it. Right? He's there. Right? Okay. V'kivan she'yada she'shal shalo Kiseder. Since David realized, oh, I asked it out of order. Chaza v'shal Kiseder. He asked it in order. Shenemar, like it says, ha'yizgiru ba'liki lo siv yisanshi David yisanshi b'yad shal. Am I going to be victorious? V'yomar Hashem, yes, giru, yes, you will. Now, v'imhutzricha davar l'shneim achzirin l'shneim. If it's an emergency and you need to get two answers, you'll get it. Shenemar, like it says, should I chase after them? Do it because you'll be victorious. Even though the gzera of a navi can be taken away, can be taken back, says Rashi, Kigon shel Yona ben Amitai. He said Nineveh is going to be destroyed and it didn't happen. Why? Because the words of a navi can be taken back. That doesn't go back. Shenemar Mishpat Ha'urim. Ha'urim, yeah. Lama Shnikra Shema Urim V'Tumim. Why is it called Urim V'Tumim? Urim Shema Irin Es Divrayim. Urim because it lights up the words. The words light up. And Tumim Shema Shlimin Es Divrayim. It fills up the words. Meaning, there's nothing more to say. Right? The Urim V'Tumim Tulach. Nothing more to say. It's done. V'yam Tomar B'givas B'Yamin B'Bnei Ma'lo Hushlimu. Second, by Givas B'Yamin, it wasn't true. What was that? By Pilegesh B'Giva. Right? So what happened there? So they asked Urim V'Tumim, should we fight against the Anshei Binyamin? And the Urim and Thummim said yes. But the first two times they did it, they lost men. So what are you telling me? Yes, and I go lose men. Right? Third time, they finally beat them. Because Cain, Shalom, Bichanu, Im Lahatzech, Im Lahanetzach. Because you never asked, are we going to win? You just asked me, should we go? Yeah, you should go. You're going to get killed, but you should go. Right? Ubachrona, Shabichanu, but when the last time they asked, should we, then, Hiskimu, Shanemar, Upinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, Omeid, Lefanav, Gizunt, Biyamim, Mehem, Lemar, Hesof, Od, Latzeis, Labochama, Im Bnei, Ben Yamin, Achi, Im Echdal. Am I going to win? Yom Hashem, Alu, Kimachar, Denabedecha. Yeah, go, because I'm going to put them in your hands. After the first two defeats, they finally got it. Kate said, Nasis, how did the Urim V'Tumim work? Everybody knows this. It's a machlokas. Rechonon Amar, Boletas. The letters, doesn't say lit up, it says they stuck out. And Rish Lakish Amar, Mitzstarfos. They joined like some kind of nace. The letters joined together and formed words. I v'haloksibu tzadi. There's no tzadik in the Urim V'Tumim. In the letters of the names of the Shvatim, there's no tzadik. So the Gemara, there are other letters missing too. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov k'siv sham. Right? Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, it says there. There's also, there's no ches and there's no kuf.
What does it say?
Well, how did it say it?
Where does it say?
So, It's a whole discussion that each stone had six letters. So the first one was Reuven. How many letters is Reuven? Reish, Aleph, Vav, Reish, Vav, Nun, five. There was an Aleph there. The whole way like that. V'haloksiv tes. There was also no tes. Amar v'achar Yaakov, it's Shifte Yeshurun Kosov Shav. It also said Shifte Yeshurun. Meisvei. Call Kohen Eino B'daber Baruch HaKodesh. Any Kohen that didn't have Baruch HaKodesh, for Shechina Shora Olav, and didn't have the Shechina, ain't Shalin Bo. It didn't work. Couldn't ask it. Shaharei Shal Tzadok. Tzadok asked it, but also gave him answers. If Yasser asked, but also low. Didn't answer it. Shenemar, Ve'al of Yasser Ad Tom Kol Ha'am. Right? The Yal means that they took him away from the Kahuna Gedola. Right? Why? Because he asked the Urim V'Tumim and didn't give him an answer. So what kind of Kohen Gadol are you? Right? So they deposed him from being the Kohen Gadol, and that's why they appointed Tzadok instead. Now what do you see from here? If you have Ruach HaKodesh, you don't even need the Urim V'Tumim. Does that make sense? So then the Urim V'Tumim will work for you. But if you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you need the Urim V'Tumim because you don't know the answer anyway, it won't work for you. Then we said next, Siyuahu the Messiah Badayo. It just supports what you already know.
It sounds like a circus trick.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds counterintuitive.
Yeah, I know. It's a good question. I know. I was always wondering how many times they actually use it in history. We still don't have an answer to that.
We have a problem.
So the Khan is a big problem because we said we only allowed to ask for a national need. So Ailey's wondering, what's this lady doing over here? Let me go ask the Urim V'Tumim. It's a very strange thing. Some lady here is acting a little funny, right? What are you asking? That's not a national need. Tell me, she saw Baruch HaKodesh, and she's the mother of Shmuel. That's a very difficult shot, right? And even if that's true, what if they ask the Urim V'Tumim for? Let the story play out. V'ein shol el lamelech. Menahani mili, how do you know that? Amar b'yavo, amar kra, v'lesnei elazar ha-kohen yamud v'shalo b'mishpat ha-urim. Harei ze melech. Right? For national needs, you go ask the Urim V'Tumim something. Okay. Hajjalach, Bala, Kohen Gadol, Hajjalach, Bala, Kohen Gadol, Hajjalach, Bala, Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now we are up to the last paragraph of Masechtas Yuma, which is all about the actual Isurim of Yom Kippur. Right? So we know there are five Inuyim on Yom Kippur. What are they? Eating and drinking is counted as one. Washing, anointing, wearing leather, and Tashmish Hamita. Right? How do you know all that? So the truth is, it says in the Torah five times the word Inui. Five different times in the Torah it says that you should have Inui on your nefesh. Right? What does Inui mean? Tomorrow's daf is a whole hak. How do you know that means not allowed to eat? Maybe it means you have to sit in the sun and be uncomfortable. Tomorrow's going to the whole daf tomorrow, how you know it means not allowed to eat. Just said that never says not allowed to eat. Doesn't say lo sochel, don't eat. Doesn't say it's a fast. just as he should have inui. So Yom HaKippurim, Aser Bachila Ubishtia, right? It's Aser in eating and drinking, right? Uberechitza, not allowed to wash, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, right? Ubetashmish Hamita, right? Now, it's a whole discussion. What is the status of the other four inuyim besides eating and drinking? Is it asa midaraisa? Is it midarabanan? It's a big discussion. It's a machlokas. Tomorrow, I think we'll say what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about that. Hamelach vahakala, a melech and akala yirchatzu es pineihem. A melech and akala are allowed to wash their faces. Why? Because akala, we don't want to. The Mishnah Berurah already said akala, we don't want her to be. Akala means for the first 30 days. A melech is all the time. They have to look a certain way. Akala also has to look a certain way. The Mishnah Berurah said it doesn't apply today because everyone's in shul all day. Well, your wife, she has to look good for you. You married 3 weeks. Doesn't apply today. She can't wash her face. Some say you see from here, but well, can they wash their face? Some say this is with hot water because anybody can wash their face with cold water. The only time you're not allowed to wash is your whole body. You want to wash your face? It's not a problem. Others say, no, what are you talking about? Nobody can wash with cold water. Only they can wash with cold water. Hot water for sure not. Again, it's a machlokas. No. No, because a chas doesn't have to look good for the kala. Only the other way around. That doesn't really mean anything. What does it mean he's domo lamelech? That means you have to be nice to him.
That notion goes away on the second day after.
Exactly, exactly. Hachaya, a woman who's having a baby, a pregnant woman, tinal es sandal, she could wear shoes. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because he felt it was a sakana. The chachamim osun. The chacham said no, absolutely not. Ochel kikoseves hagasa. If you eat a koseves, a fat date, kimoha it the gigari nasa at its pit, or vashosi mole lugmav, or you drink a mole lugmav. Chayiv, you are chayiv, right? Okay, it's actually interesting. Some held that you're not chayiv if you drink water. Because the water, just like the reason why it's not a kezias, is because the Torah says the word inui. Inui is not eating. It's a different shear. It's a bigger shear than a kezias. Some say, if that's the case, then drinking should be the same thing. You're not chayiv unless it's something that sustains you. And we already know that water, you're not allowed to make an air with water. It's not considered really it's a liquid, yeah. It doesn't do anything for you. We don't hold like that at all. You know, I'll drink water in Yom Kippur, right? It's just interesting what they came up with. Kol Ochlim Mitzdarfin. What? Right, exactly. Nobody would mind that. Kol Ochlim Mitzdarfin L'Koseves. All foods combined to a Koseves. V'chol HaMashkin Mitzdarfin L'Mole Lugmav. All liquids combined to give you the share of liquids. V'ochol V'shose Ein Mitzdarfin. But liquids and solids together do not combine. Right? So, does somebody ask, why isn't it obvious that two different foods will combine? If I have half a grogris of pizza and half a grogris of a potato, doesn't that combine? Why would I think otherwise? So, that's exactly the point. Since it says inui, so what kind of, who gets inui out? Who gets pleasure out of that? Making two different, apachka, two different foods. Nobody, no, you still have to do that, right? I would have thought maybe not. That's the Mishnah has to tell me you are. Okay, now the question is, usher? The Mishnah starts off, Yom HaKippurim is Aser. Aser? Onish Kari, so you get Kari for that. It's not Aser, it's a lot worse than Aser. Right? Amar V'ilila, V'tam R'v'yirmi, yeah. You know why he says Aser? Because Lo Nitzricha Ela L'chatzi Shir. It's only mentioning a Chatzi Shir. That's why it says that. Only a Chatzi, it's a Chatzi Shir. Now Chatzi Shir, there is no punishment. One second. Some say that a Chatzi Shir is Mutter. Why did the Torah say aser if it's mutter? Ditmar, chatzis shir, Rabbi Yochanan amar aser min haTorah, Rish Lakish amar mutter min haTorah. Hanichal Rabbi Yochanan, el Rish Lakish ma'ikal lemeimar. Right? Why did it say aser if it's mutter? So the Gemara answers, mutter Rish Lakish she'aser midrabanan. Rish Lakish says he agrees that it's aser midrabanan. Ihachi, if it's aser midrabanan, lo nechayiv aleha carbon shvua. You should not be chayiv a carbon shvua. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Ihachi, it's the last skinny line. Ihachi, de la Rish Lakish aser miha midrabanan, that according to Rish Lakish, It's aser midrabban. Min haTorah, you're allowed to eat a half a shear on Yom Kippur. Go right ahead and enjoy yourself. Midrabban, you're not allowed to. Right? If that's true, lo nechayev aleha karban shavua. You shouldn't be chayev a karban shavua. What does that mean? Hanishba shelo yochal chati shear midavar aser. If someone makes a shavua, I'm not going to eat a half a shear of something aser. I'm not going to eat a half a shear of something aser. Right? V'ochal, and you ate the half a shear, lo nechayev aleha karban shavua's bitui. You should not be chayev a shavua. Why? The hakayim alam b'masech t'shavuas. We learned the masech t'shavuas. Nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. If you swear to keep a mitzvah, I swear that today I'm going to bench. I make a shavua like that. V'lo kayim, and I don't do it. Potter. Why am I? I'm potter from a shavua. Why am I potter? Because you already made a shavua. You swore you're going to keep the Torah. Or nishba levatel. I make a shavua. I'm not washing tefillin today. No, that's a bad example. I'm not putting on tefillin today. I'm not going to do that. Velo batal, or tefillin, let's say for a lota, say, right? Nishba levatel. I make a shavua that I'm going to mevatel a mitzvah today. Velo bitel, and I'm not mevatel it. I put on my tefillin. Again, potter. Again, I'm potter for a shavua. Why am I potter? Because what?
Did you put it on?
No, but I violated my shavua. I swore I'm not going to do that. So I might put it from a carbon. Because I already swore I'm going to keep the Torah. So I already made a shavua. You can't make a shavua on a shavua. You can't make a second shavua, right? You can't do that. I already made a shavua at Har Sinai. Right? Now, what's the story here? You can't make a shavua on a mitzvah. Why? Because I already made a shavua about a mitzvah. Right? So I want to stop here because there's nowhere to stop now. We didn't flesh out the question yet. We're still in the middle of the question. The question was, if Rish Lakish holds that it's only Aser, Chatish is only Aser Midrabanan, you should not be Chayev on a Shavua. We didn't really flesh that out. We'll flesh it out tomorrow. There's mamish nowhere to stop. It's going to go on after the whole Amud Aleph. All right? So we'll stop here and we'll pick up right here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Sure, yeah,
exactly.